It is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, driven by Hyundai. We're the Fan Morning Show. Greg Giannotti, Paul Alexander, and Jim Colony. And you heard some of Terrell Suggs' conference call yesterday with the Pittsburgh media, and he's going off and saying some stuff. He was respectful, though, and he also was respectful of left tackle Max Starks. But Max doesn't care because he doesn't like the guy, but he always takes the high road for the most part. But he does mention how he's lost some respect for him. And off the field, on the field he does. So just pay attention to that answer. But I started off asking him, did you ever just want to go after him and not take the high road, Max, and just start killing him in the media? Has that ever crossed your mind?
I think with anything, actions always speak louder than words. And, you know, you can get into word battles and all that other stuff, but it really doesn't mean anything until you perform on the field. So.
Is that what's frustrating about him, though, is he's a guy who talks, but he's good, too? I mean, isn't it better when you deal with a guy who's always yapping and then you know, he's not so good, but he's just a Pro Bowl caliber guy who's getting it done?
You know what? It doesn't matter. I mean, everybody's a different personality. And doesn't affect me. I'm going to still block the person that's in front of me on Sunday, you know, depending on who it is, whether they're a talker, whether they're silent, whether they're mute, whether they have any other type of deficiency. You know, I'm gonna block them just the same. So I mean, they can do whatever they want. I don't respond.
Do you ever block a mute?
I haven't blocked one yet, but I'm sure there's a couple out there.
No, we know the juices were flowing, you the nerves and everything with that first game coming back. You missed the first Ravens game this year. Expect some of those same emotions to be kind of flowing through you on Sunday.
I mean, for me, you know, this has always been a rivalry that's. That really, you know, determines a lot of our division. So I'm treating it as such. It's a division opponent, and it's an opportunity for us to get a victory. You know, so we need to go out and make sure that we execute and that we're put in that position by the end of the game.
This passing offense has been phenomenal. The entire offense has been phenomenal. What have you guys seen, you know, on film since you got here? I mean, especially the last, you know, bunch of weeks since that Tennessee game. Where what's been the biggest difference as far as competency?
Well, I think, you know, we've kind of just made sure that we're clean communicators, and I think by communicating as an offensive line, I think that's helped out a lot. And then also, you know, we just take advantage of mismatches, and I think that was one of the biggest things is being able to find those mismatches on the field and then exploit them. And I think that's kind of what the difference has been, is not been just trying to go over the top or just trying to make a splash play, but, you know, making sure that we're consistently moving the ball and getting it to the open guy.
Talking to Max Starks on the Fan, not that I know you all that well, but I feel like I have a good read on you. And you said that you dislike Suggs. You generally just you actually have dislike for anybody. I mean, do you really dislike him, truly?
I mean, as you know my personality, I mean, you know, I give everybody an opportunity. But once you cross that line, it's gone forever. So, I mean, you know, I respect him as a defensive player, as a pass rusher. You know, he's a Pro Bowl caliber guy. He's a multi-sack guy. He's great for the Baltimore's defense. But you know, it's just one of those things. You know.
Well, did he ever say that you were sitting on the couch eating chips? Because I know that really gets you.
Yeah. No. At least I didn't hear him say that. I mean, I would hope he'd at least let me know that if he did make that comment. I still think that was you, Greg. I still think it was. I remember walking outside after living room, walking across the hallway, and I remember just hearing that voice. I didn't really see the TV, but I could have swore I thought it was you.
You know, I dug it up and went back, and we played it on the show, and it was absolutely Paul Zeiss.
It was Paul Zeiss. Okay, good. I don't see Paul in the locker room at all, so.
So we're good. You don't dislike me, do you?
No, I don't dislike you, Greg, nor do I dislike 93.7 The Fan.
So there you go.
That's
kind of a
backhanded endorsement.
Right.
He doesn't dislike us.
He doesn't dislike me or the radio station.
I think we're in good shape.
There's some people in that locker room that do, but as far as Max Starks goes, we're okay. And that was the left tackle on the Fan Morning Show, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. He said he crossed that line, and that's it. He doesn't respect him as a guy off the field, but on the field, he respects Terrell Suggs. And
they've trained together a lot off seasons and
yeah.
things. They've been around each other away from just the Baltimore Ravens games.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting thing to keep an eye on, of course. Now, it's not going to be every single play. We've seen them move guys around.
No, they move everybody around.
Nada and Suggs, they move both those guys around a ton. But there will be plenty of Max Starks and Terrell Suggs on Sunday, and we'll see who wins that
that battle most
of
the time.
You're using run-on sentences, and your prepositions are out of place.
What the?
Wait, that's more.
That's Troy again, just bringing smack.
Yeah, let me hear that. This is Troy Polamalu's response. That's his trash talk.
You're using run-on sentences, and your prepositions are out of place.
Incredible. Wow.
Baltimore is not an eco-friendly city.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
That's bringing it. That's really
that
going
uniform
almost
makes you look overweight.
Oh, wait, wow.
What's he talking to?
That's probably Suggs, I would think. Taking yeah. shots at Suggs.
Or Nada, too. It could be.
Wow, yeah, boy. Either one.
Your high-priced SUV gets horrible gas mileage.
Oh, that hurts.
There.
That hurts.
Man, I tell you.
Your personal hygiene leaves a lot to be desired.
Oh,
jeez.
He's really going after these guys.
I didn't know Troy had it in him.
Yeah, right. Well, apparently he does. But it's, speaking of the defenses, he's going to have to – this is his week to make a huge play.
Troy again, on Rice.
Yeah, Troy,
it's got to be Troy on Rice.
Key on Rice. Keys on Rice. No, I think that, you know, when Mike Tomlin talks about that lacking that signature defensive play, and they have a lot this year – this is a game where they can't lack that signature defensive play, and it has to be early, because if you get to him, you know, certainly it. We've seen the difference between a comfortable Flacco, and an uncomfortable Flacco, and we've seen how bad one can be, an uncomfortable Flacco.
Yeah, crap-eating buzzards.
They are.
That's all they are. That's what Ravens are, crap-eating buzzards. See.
That's not a menacing sounding raven.
I don't think they're all that menacing.
If they're
crap eating buzzards.
If they bring that to Heinz Field, that should be no problem.
I think the pigeons will take care of it.
What sounds like a? It sounds like a cat. It sounds like a sick cat.
The Heinz Field pigeons will take care of that little bird. Oh, Walt's getting angry now.
There are a bunch of birds there the other day.
Oh, they're everywhere.
No, they were fun. No,
how
I
about
mean, they
the
were
geese,
at the, during the game.
Geese were all over there.
They were down. They were on the field eating seeds.
This game will be strength against strength, the Steelers offense against that Ravens defense. So who do you think is going to win this battle on Sunday night? 412-928-9370. And the strength of this Steeler team right now, especially with the injuries on defense, is their offense. I think right now with what we've seen the last couple of weeks, and their offense is a dominating offense with a quarterback who's really hitting his groove. You know, and I think that's really the better unit right now, considering the injuries on defense going into this game at the linebacker position.
The only thing I'm trying to make sure I don't do is take anything out of that defensive performance by the Patriots on Sunday. I mean, they picked apart the worst defense in football. And then I'm thinking, I watched the second half of Arizona and Baltimore, and they were unblockable. Arizona could not block Suggs. They couldn't do any. They did nothing on offense for an entire half, except give the ball up. And the one thing the Ravens do, and this is going to be everything in my opinion, the Ravens turn you over. And if they turn the Steelers over, it's going to look a lot like we saw in week one. That's something that, yeah, that's right, and they'll be crowing about it. That's one thing that can't happen is the Ravens defense turning over Ben and that Steelers offense. Just can't happen.
Well, I mean, it was -7 in that first game. I mean, that of course, is going to neutralize everything. And they still haven't recovered when it comes to, you know, the turnovers, and that's going to be lingering. Talking about the stench coming off, I mean, the turnovers, that number is going to be down all year because of that one game. It's like that closer that comes in and gets rocked in one appearance, and it takes like, you know, 3 months for his ERA to come down. That's basically what's going on with the Steelers and the turnovers. But yeah, and then you also look at, you know, the game before Arizona. I mean, that defense is bad. But you had a performance against Tennessee where at the time their defense was playing well, and then a half against a very good Jacksonville team. So, is that the case that maybe we're overselling or maybe been fooled a little bit with how good the offense can be because they've faced back-to-back teams that secondaries are just awful and defenses that are soft?
No, you need to be that good against bad teams. Now, as you point out, it's strength against strength. And I just think, you know, you're not going to score a whole lot of points against that Baltimore defense.
No, probably not. It's going to be one of those. It's going to look probably like it did last December between these two teams. All right.